While Tim takes a break, Jack joins Jess for the drive home on K-Rock 955.
And Jack, I've got a wild story for you, mate.
Lay it on me.
I want you to imagine this scenario, right? Okay, everyone's getting onto a long-haul flight, and this mother has two children, 4 and 6 years old, right? She hasn't managed to book...
Nightmarish age.
This is what I'm assuming. I haven't even got kids myself, but you've got a little boy, one-year-old.
Yeah, 1.3, yeah. 1.4.
So you've got the fun times of 4 and 6 ahead.
Yeah.
This mum got on this flight with her two children, knowing full well that she hadn't booked 3 seats together. So she'd booked 2 seats together and 1 seat away.
Yeah.
And so she thought, as most people do, I can just get on the flight and ask whoever's in that seat, would you mind moving, right? So that she had booked 2 seats in the front row,
sure,
like row one. And so the seat 1A is the one that she wanted. And she asked the flight attendant, hey, do you mind asking this woman if she would mind swapping with me? And this woman said to her, no, I'd much rather sit in the assigned seat that I have paid for.
What right? a nerd.
I guess maybe, like, some people have like weird things about like sitting in particular seats,
yeah,
or like wanting to be at the front of the plane so they're the first off, that sort of thing.
Yeah, if I'm in 1A, this thing won't go down.
Yeah, but if it was me, I'm not wanting to sit next to a 4 and 6 year old.
Yeah, so
flight.
I guess you're going to get the, if you were the mum, right, you would probably then go, all right, well, I'm going to put the 4 and 6 year old together next to you.
100%.
And I'll go back there.
This
and
is
you
what
did
she's
this to
done.
Yourself, lady.
This is what she's done. About midway through the flight attendant comes up to the mother and says, hey, this person in seat 1A has decided they'd like to move now.
Mm-mm.
And she said to her, well, I'm
Duff
sorry.
Titties.
I'm going to have to say no because we have to stay in our assigned seats.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, that's beautiful.
So do you think that she's in the right, like well within her rights to do that? Because I don't feel like anyone's come out looking good here.
No, she's come out looking great, I reckon. I back the mum to the hills.
Really?
Yeah, because the lady who refused, like traveling with kids, like I can't imagine traveling with a 4 and a 6 year old, but traveling with a 1 year old or 11 month old, which we did early this year.
Yeah.
When you feel acts of kindness are like times infinity. When a stranger takes pity on your situation,
yeah,
you like you send so
you
much love to
up.
Them. But when somebody is a prick, oh my God, fathers, it is like, yeah.
So you think play on. Like you
she nailed it. Yeah, the 1A person should have left. She
wow.
should have taken off. And then she decided to stay. She's dealing with a 4 and a 6 year old. Tough titties.
Well, this is what I want to pose to the people, the good people of the Bellarine Peninsula, Surf Coast, and Geelong. 52232955. Do you think you have to move seats if asked? Because I think she didn't have to give up her seat, but also I absolutely would have. I think there are certain circumstances where it's perfectly valid. And yes, maybe she should have thought ahead and booked all 3 seats together. But I think this is absolutely valid.
But I love the payback. The payback is so good.
Has anyone
sweet,
come out on top yet?
No, there are no winners.
52232955. What do you think? Can you actually ask someone to move seats on a plane?
Even though Tim's off becoming a new dad, he's here in spirit.
Oh, my actual...
Jack and Jess for the drive home on K-Rock.
I don't want the responsibility of sitting next to children.
No way.
No, thank you.
Nah, no amount of, like, the best headphones, the best noise-canceling headphones cannot protect you from
forget
a
that. I can barely look after myself, let alone look after someone else's
You're moving
kids.
Down the plane.
I'm absolutely moving down the plane.
For sure.
But we want to know on 52232955, do you have to give up your seat at that point? Like, is it a requirement to swap? Because obviously they ask you and politely say that you want to, but, I mean, who knows at that point? We've got Mary in Geelong West. Mary, what do you reckon about this, mate?
Hi, guys. Look, I think this is a bit controversial, but the mum should have had better planning. Don't swap your seat.
Mary, a lot of people are saying this, that if you want all 3 seats together, you actually have to pay for it and book all 3 seats together.
Yeah, but sometimes the plane's full up. So you reckon that the mum needs to think more, needs to plan better.
Yes. Oh, if you geez. Choose to fly with children, you need to pay extra to have your seats all put together, or when you check in, you need to tell the flight attendant.
Mary, would you stay in the seat?
Depends what the seat is to swap. I'm never swapping to a middle seat. I would stay in my seat.
Oh my God.
Noise cancelling headphones on.
I'd take in and out of 4 to 6 year old. I would take I would take the stowaway area.
Well, thanks so much, Mary. Luke in Geelong, what do you think about this, mate?
Hey, Luke.
Definitely not swap. But
you don't need to.
You're sticking fat.
Yeah, out of spite, just to punish the mother back, I would then load the kids at the end of the flight with stupid amounts of lollies and soft drink and sugar, just so she can deal with that emotional high of kids hyping out at an airport.
Luke, you've got to do the entire flight with these kids.
No, you just give them the lollies at the end.
Yeah, but they're next to you the whole time.
That's all right. You could deal with that because you know she's going to cop it harder.
Oh, she's my the God, winner. Luke, you're a savage.
Could you imagine waiting at baggage after a long flight with two kids hyped out on Skittles?
Mate, I can't stress enough that you're doing a long-haul flight with a 4- and a 6-year-old next to you. There is no amount of, you know, that is...
Alcohol.
Oh, that's a really good
alcohol
point.
And rest of it. I mean, you'll be sweet.
Rest of it is powerful stuff.
I love this. I absolutely love that we've gotten two people just sticking to their guns because I would have folded so fast.
I can't. I'm truly, having traveled with a kid, truly shocked at you, Luke. Ridiculous.
Don't worry, Tim will be back. In the meantime, Jack and Jess on K-Rock 955.
Jack, I'm a little concerned because you've been on the show for all of 2 days.
Yep.
And you came to me today and said, you know how Tim does those big calls? I've got one.
Yeah. Nice accent. Is that me?
Yeah, that's
you.
I've got one.
Jess,
hang on,
yes.
Let me set the scene for you. You shocked your
face. Please.
Storm of brewing.
Wow. All right. Listen up here. Okay. It's only my second day, as you mentioned, but yes. I feel the ghost of Tim working through me. I want to turn some heads.
Okay.
I want to make some enemies.
Oh.
Bay leaves don't do nothing.
I love that you've gone with something food-based because all of Tim's big calls have been food-based so far.
What have they been? What have I missed?
Look, I'll get to them off the air.
Yeah, for another time. Because right now we're talking bay
leaves.
Right
now we're talking bay leaves.
Yeah.
52232955.
Prove me wrong.
Do bay leaves do anything? Because I'm with you on this.
Hey, a spaghetti bolognese. Two spaghetti bolognese in front of me.
Yeah.
One of them has been cooked with bay leaves. You've got to decide the difference. No
chance. I couldn't tell you.
No chance.
There's no way. I've got the sound effect.
I'm adding to it.
52232955. If you can prove to us that bay leaves do anything,
please,
I'll be very impressed.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's a waste of money. I may as well go pluck a leaf off the tree out front of my house, throw it in the bolognese, and take it out again.
There was a time before bay leaves, I reckon. I reckon they only started floating into recipes like 15 years ago.
Maybe it's a coup from Big Bay Leaf.
Some dill.
52232955. Do bay leaves do anything? Give us a call. Take your calls up next. Not that Jack cares, because you're a shock jock now, mate.
Yeah,
welcome to
whatever.
The team.
We miss you, Tim. Your big new dad, you. Jack and Jess for the drive home. And Tim returns soon on K-Rock.
Yes, forget about all of that. My blood is boiling.
Oh.
My veins are popping.
Shock is in the building.
If somebody out there can tell me that a bay leaf does anything but sit there and look pretty, I'm all ears.
Right. I mean, I think I'm on your team. I'm a little bit scared of you right now, but I also don't think bay leaves do much.
Yeah, well, you know, let's see. They don't do nothing.
We got Brett in Bell Park. Brett.
Righto, Brett.
What do you reckon? Do bay leaves do anything?
Well, I've got two things here. When you get a bowl of pasta and, like, you know, your mum or your grandma's made it or something and it's still got the bay leaf in your bowl... Because they've forgotten to take it out, you can actually taste a little bit of a difference in it.
Wow.
How much are they paying you, Brett? How much are they paying you, mate?
I know they've been using them for... Well, my family's been using them in cooking for well over 30 years.
Yeah, but does it actually do...
That's out the window.
Like, if someone leaves it out, Brett...
It's a long
line.
Are
you going, oh, someone forgot the bay leaf today?
Yeah, exactly. You're missing it when it's gone? I don't think so. Next caller. Thanks for nothing, Brett.
Okay, we're hanging up on Brett. The next caller actually is a familiar voice to this radio station.
Who is it?
Loggy from The Breakfast Show.
Lingy, was it? G'day. Who is it?
You wish it was Lingy. I've been away for a week and everyone's forgotten. G'day, guys. G'day. I had to call up. G'day, Jack. Doing a good job. Very dramatic with the thunderstorm there. Love it.
Thank you. I brought that in.
Brett is a koala, and koalas have been eating bay leaves, a.k.a. eucalyptus leaves, for 300 years.
Yes.
It is a waste of time, and if you're going to cook with bay leaves, you're supposed to take them out before you 100%. Serve them.
And do you know what? They know this, Loggy, and they just sit back in their bay leaf towers counting their cash that we keep giving them.
Exactly. And call me stupid, but I was on a bit of a cooking journey and I cooked it in a recipe, but they didn't say take the bay leaf out, so I thought I had to eat it.
Oh, God.
And it really hurt going down.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do that.
Let's
and that
end
was
them.
Just, it's bad. It's bad. The bay leaves are bad. I'm with you. Ban them all.
Loggy, I'm so glad we finally have you back on our airwaves. Just speaking mad
truth. Oh, I'm sure you are.
Yeah, nice to meet you, sort of.
Hopefully,
it wasn't my best work, Jack. Don't worry, I'll be back.
Get rid of your bay leaves. Chuck them out.
Them out.
You
burn
don't
them.
Need them.
Burn them all.
Tim called in while he's on his paternity leave and had some feedback on Jack.
Just, it's with me. It's the of
Ooh, settle down there, big man. This is Jack and Jess for Tim and Jess on K-Rock.
Look, I want to tell you about an app idea, Jess, because I tried to tell you casually last week, you and Tim.
Yeah.
And you both shushed me, said, don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us later. Tell us on air.
Because we want to hear, if you're going to share it with me,
you
can't just share it with me. We have to share it with everyone.
So this came about when I was, 10 years ago. So this may have happened, I don't know. But
right.
I was having a lot
this
of...
This is my favourite thing because you and Tim are so similar in that Tim will often come to me with an idea and be like, this is the best idea I've ever had. I'm so excited. I'm so pumped. I'm like, it already exists, mate.
So around my share house, well, you know, kudos to whoever's done this. Around my share house when I was much younger, there were all manner of parking spots, right?
Right.
2 hours, 3 hours, ticketed, non-ticketed, then a very coveted 4 spots for 4 hours. Essentially the 4 hours, and that was unticketed, so that could just roll on and on, on and on and on. Called that a forever park in the share house.
Of course.
You wanted a forever park.
Yeah.
But you never knew if these were free, if they were open. And so the app idea, it's called Forever Parks, and it's just letting you know if a spot is available near your house.
Oh.
What's around. Yeah. So I don't know what tech is involved. I need to get a map from the council.
Do you know what it needs? It needs almost like...
Nothing. I need an investor is what I need,
so
Jess.
It's my, at the car parks, like if you go to Westfield and they've got the lights that tell you which ones are free.
Yeah, exactly.
But they need some sort of tech that can tell you which ones are free, because that would be amazing for Moorabool Street.
Okay, how about this? Not even tech to tell me if it's free or not, just to tell me where they are.
Oh.
So I'm just passing through.
That's called
Lara,
a map, friend. That's doesn't need that
Yeah,
tech.
But it's saying in this street, there are 6 4P parks.
Right.
No change required, 4P. Forever Park. And you just go, okay, well, that's good to know. I'll just go and see if,
see if there's anything available. Yep. I mean, I feel like that you could make that.
Make this app?
That doesn't require that much tech. That
it's
just requires
hard,
time.
Do you know what I thought I'd need to do? This is where, this is when I stopped with this. I went, I'm probably going to need to speak to each individual council to get some kind of parking map of the area. And I was like, oh, God, that's
going to be. I actually think Geelong Council has a parking map already.
Really?
I think that already exists.
Well, let's talk. City of Greater Geelong. Let's turn it into an app. Let's turn that map into an app.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Anyone, 52232955.
And investors.
Yeah, and investors if you want to get on board. I feel like that app already exists for Geelong at least. Maybe not maybe not out in Janjuk. Janjuk might be requiring this kind of tech.
Well, so then I would be encouraging you to call up if you're an investor. I would also be encouraging you to call up if you're a lawyer, because we might have a hell of a case on our hands.
Oh, because you've got the intellectual property.
Could do.
Wow.
Depends how good the lawyer is.
You used to be a lawyer. Back yourself, mate.
Yeah,
you could do this.
Very different law.
While Tim takes a break, Jack joins Jess for the drive home on K-Rock 955.